Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Bernard Aylward, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Codal Minerals. How are you today?
Hi Stephen, great, thank you, and thanks for having me back.
Not a problem. It's been a little while since we spoke. Last time we did, we obviously touched on the fact that you're doing your drilling around your sort of Bougouni lithium mine there. Would you like to give us a brief update in reference to what's been happening and based around the assay results?
Sure. You're right. When we last spoke, Codal had recently acquired the Bougouni Lithium Project in Mali. It's an exploration project, and since we've acquired that project, we've been very busy in the field. A lot of geological preparation work, mapping and sampling. We identified some key targets for drilling, and in December, we completed the reconnaissance drilling program targeting three areas, of which the Nguilana pegmatite vein has returned some excellent drill results that we were very happy to release in January and February this year, with the best intersection of 28 metres at 1.84% lithium oxide. The mineralisation in the Bougouni project outcrops, so we have mineralisation from surface, and our maximum drill depth at the moment is about 62 metres. The drilling is confirming what we're seeing on surface, and in some ways at Nguilana it's actually improving it. We're getting wider, very consistent mineralisation along strike and down depth, and we're very keen to get back, and we anticipate drilling in early March. Nguilana will be one of our priority areas to follow up. In addition, in January, we've just completed a trenching program, and the aim of the trenching program was to open up some additional pegmatite areas. We have identified three more key targets. So when we go back in March for our drilling, priority number one is Nguilana, to drill along strike and depth, but also to drill these additional veins so we can start building up what I've been referring to as what I'm looking to do at Bougouni is to build a hub where we have a central plant and multiple sources. So we're doing a lot of work to make sure we can test as many targets as we can and prove as much lithium as we can.
So in regards to the future workflow starting in March, where do you perceive the sort of timescales to be in regards to having some quantifiable data?
I suspect that we will be in a position to drill reasonably constantly between March and pushing through to June, mid-June. Following that June to July period, we'd like to be in a position to go for a maiden resource estimate. Now, that will be an early stage estimate, but will allow some clarity as to the potential size and scope of the mineralisation at Bougouni.
Now, touching on the area, there's a sister company that's located next door. And they've got Broken Oats out, which have got a resource estimate placed against them. And obviously that's a lot higher market cap as compared to Codal. So could you sort of explain how that sort of fits in?
Sure. Well, that I think you're referring to the ASX company called Birimian Limited. And they are, as I said, ASX Limited. They're located about 50 to 75 kilometres to the west of us. And they are also exploring pegmatite-hosted lithium mineralisation. So it's the same style of mineralisation as us. It's the same rocks and it's the same region. Birimian acquired their project possibly 9 months ahead of us. So it's a bit of a lead to for people to understand where we are and what our potential news flow and outcomes are, is that Birimian have acquired their project earlier, were able to drill earlier, and consequently have been able to define a resource earlier. But that is what I envisage happening at our Bougouni Lithium project, where we have, as I said, completed the first drilling program in December, a maiden reconnaissance program that's identified some fantastic targets. And from there, we now have a clear path to more definition drilling to give us the data density for resource estimation.
If you were going to put a sort of semi-forward-looking statement against what you're seeing now, based against what the potential could be in the future drilling program, what sort of upside do you see in relation to the amount of lithium that you'll be able to identify?
Well, look, what I do tell everyone, Stephen, is that our project, I think, is a fantastic project. It's early stage. Our first drilling identified the Enguilana vein, wide, high-grade outcropping mineralization, open along strike and depth. I'm very confident to tell people that we will at least replicate that in our next phase of drilling, extend and expand that zone. In addition, our ongoing geological work continues to highlight targets that are similar to Enguilana, and our drilling will test those as soon as we can, and I anticipate being able to update the market where we have multiple targets coming back with high-grade near-surface mineralisation.
Based against the current market cap and the amount of resource you've got in place, it seems to be that shareholders want to see a lot larger market capitalization in place when they're judging it against other companies. Do you think that's purely just because you are at a early stage in your exploration?
I think there's Stephen, there's a few factors that have affected the market cap recently. One would be reflecting that one of our large shareholders has sold a portion of his position, but he has now told the company that they're no longer selling. So that has been an impact, but they are very happy with what we've been doing and want to stay. In addition, there is always, as you know, speculation about what we're doing, and what we want to inform the market is we are back in the field in March drilling. There'll be a whole lot of news flow about our work and results, and I anticipate that will be received positively. And you will have seen, of course, that the story of Codel over the last 6 months has been pretty dramatic. We've had a very strong increase in share price. We've had strong support in the market. Maybe there's an element of some profit taking ahead of people realizing that there's a lot more to come and maybe repositioning. But that's for the market, Stephen. As you know, from my point of view, the best we're doing for our shareholders is putting the money into the ground, defining the project. The lithium market, in my view, we're really seeing a big gap between supply and demand. There's a surge in interest in lithium. Obviously, the usage in lithium-ion batteries for vehicles, power storage, and all sorts of personal uses is increasing dramatically. So we have an opportunity to move quickly through the process of resource development and scoping and then potential mine development as quickly as we can. And that's where we're going to maximise our value. And I think then you'll see that the market capitalisation will reflect that in each stage.
In regards to the future workover, once you've got the maiden resource facts and figures known, will you be going down the normal channel of doing the banking feasibility study, or due to the area and the known lithium in place, will you be actually going to potentially start production?
I wouldn't say that we'd be moving to production that quickly, Stephen. What I think is that there's a lot of opportunities in the area. Our first resource number will be, well, obviously the maiden resource, but we look to build and expand that so that we can then understand the development that will be required. And of course, as you rightly highlight, the district has quite a lot of lithium potential, and future development, we'd obviously look at whatever we can do on our own to maximise value, or look at synergies with other companies or partners nearby.
Bernard, is there anything further that you'd like to add?
No, I think it's, I think the message to our shareholders is that we are going to be straight back in the field. We're very excited about the Bougouni Lithium Project. We anticipate a lot of news flow and positive results from our drilling, and we anticipate having further news and discussions with you down the track.
Bernard, we will love to follow your story, and good luck with your future drilling program, and hope to speak to you very soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Bye.